And thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to come and to share with you, I hope, some hope, encouragement, because we're in this whirlwind together. None of us has an easy peasy life. You know, some have more money than others and this and that, but you know, this thing called life is complicated. And if you didn't have hope, you wouldn't be able to handle it. Now, you might not express that hope. You have different ways, but we all have hope. As I like to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said in Romans, that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of God being manifested in the flesh, coming and walking among us and sharing everything and experience everything you and I experience, we have hope because of the resurrection. When he broke that bondage over sin and death, the devil said, I got that old boy down. He's in the grave and he's going to stay there. I have won the victory. And then 3 days later, Jesus was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Breaking that bondage over, the only thing that held us was the fear of death. I don't fear death anymore. Jesus paid the price. He died for us. And now he goes to prepare a place for us. A place that has many resting places, many mansions. It's like a mansion on a hilltop in Jesus' name. And because life in the whirlwind is worth it. We're being trained for the ultimate time when we return with him to set up his kingdom here on earth.